Andy Allen from the Ulster Unionist Party. Andy, what's going on here?
It's an absolute farce, Stephen. You've clearly highlighted on your show that the system, the PET process, and even DLA is deeply flawed. It's inhumane and lacks empathy. And personally, what I want to see is a properly constituted Department for Communities back up and running so that we can get into this matter. You know, this matter has been allowed to go on for far too long. I've listened to all the callers on the show, Stephen, and it's inhumane. It's unfair treatment of those individuals who are applying for PIP. There's inconsistencies littered right throughout the PIP process. I've read multiple reports myself, and you really wouldn't believe some of the stuff that the assessors are writing in these reports. I've attended healthcare professional assessments, and the reports have come back out, and I don't recognise them as being the same assessment that I've attended. So there is clearly a fundamental flaw within the PIP process.
And have a listen, because this is someone that used to assess people who's contacted us. This story's getting bigger. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. So you used to do these assessments?
A DLA assessment some years ago, yeah. And that was in the days when DLA was assessed by doctors. And what happened was that you got paid per call. You know, so if you went out to assess someone, there was a standard fee. But from now, from what I gather...
So you're going back quite a lot of years, just to
yes,
be clear.
Yes, I am indeed. But that wasn't a fair system either, because GPs were put under a lot of pressure. They had to fill in a part of the form too. And of course, they knew the patients. And it was a difficult situation because obviously some people were maybe, you know, they might have been maybe laying it on a wee bit, as we might say. And then the GPs, if they contradicted that, yeah, there'd be a fallout between the GP and the...
Some people have been asking us if currently these people, these assessors, get bonuses.
Exactly. See, this is the point I just told your researcher. It seems, from what I don't understand all the background, but it seems that there's a financial incentive in the form of bonuses for people who are cut back, if you know what I mean.
Well, the department, because we can reveal this morning that there are bonuses.
Yes.
Well, the department understands, they've told us, that there's an annual quality incentive of £3,000, and it's wholly based on the disability assessor producing consistent high-quality reports on a timely basis, and they say it's not related in any way to decisions on entitlement to PIP. They say the terms and conditions of the contracts of employment for disability assessors are a matter for Capita and are not set by the department. But there are bonuses. £3,000 bonuses for consistently high-quality reports. I guess we've got to look at what's a high-quality report.